Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, the librarian from the Robert J. Parks Library there in Oscoda, Diana London. How are you today, Diana?
Very good, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program once again. Always, I know when we get you on, there's always something good coming up at the library, and no exception here. You've got a big open house coming up, right?
Yes, we do. It is for the nonprofit open house. The Oscoda Ensemble Chamber of Commerce started doing a series of nonprofit roundtables to help encourage, support, and promote each other's programs. And out of that, we've realized we have over 122 nonprofit organizations serving our community.
That's an amazing number.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So obviously, they're not all going to be at the library then, right?
No. There's only like under 40, but it's at the Community Center. It's also the opening day for the Oscoda Community Center.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so it's a great opportunity for people to come out and meet these vendors. There's everything from entertainment, education, to well-being and health. And there's going to be 50-50 drawings. There's raffles for gift baskets, giveaways, refreshments. And Al Epcity from the Community Center has promised that he's locked all the goblins and ghosts from the haunted house up, so we'll be safe.
now, when is this?
That's a good thing.
Yes. Now, Diana, when is this taking place?
This is October 15th. It's okay. A Wednesday from 3 to 7 on Arrow Street.
That's right. That's where the Oscoda Community Center is, just off F-41. You can't miss it. Either entrance you take onto the old base there will take you right to it. And as you mentioned, 3 until 7. And that's open to everyone. Everyone's welcome to come on out and learn more about some of the fine organizations we have in the area.
Correct. If they have any questions, they call Lisa at the chamber at 989-739-7322 or Diana at the library at 989-739-9581.
Sounds like it's going to be a wonderful day, and I would imagine they'll learn more also on the Chamber of Commerce website, and I think also on probably the Iosco Aranac District Library website.
Correct.
Yeah, so go to either of those, too, if you're surfing the web today. Well, she is the librarian at Robert J. Parks Library right there on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda, Diana London. Diana, thanks for joining us today on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
Thank you, Kevin.